Good week to start looking at just the topic of praise, because the picture we always get, at least I think we get, as we look at Palm Sunday, is just that vision, that view of Jesus as he's coming into Jerusalem, and all the people are just singing Hosanna and glory to his name, and they're, you know, putting their clothes down on the, you know, throwing their robes down in front of the donkey that he's on, and throwing the palm branches down and waving the palm branches and just singing praises to his name, praising the name of Jesus, praising him as he enters into Jerusalem and as he enters into just those final hours of this life that he has on this earth, entering into that time when he's making that great sacrifice on behalf of you and I, making that sacrifice for all of mankind, just making that sacrifice to defeat and overcome both sin and death, and give us the freedom, and give us the ability, that access once again to God the Father. So this is the triumphal entry, and that's what we think about when we think about a Palm Sunday. And so it should be a time that we think about praise, and the importance of praise, because, you know, even as we read in both Luke and in John, I think it's in John's telling of it, that, you know, we hear, maybe it's Luke, I guess it is Luke, it's Luke chapter 19. Well, we see that Jesus, even as he's told, you know, and even as the rulers and the Pharisees say, tell these people to stop praising you. Tell them to stop lifting up and praising your name. He says that if they would stop, that even the very, and this is awesome, even the very rocks themselves would start to sing and would start to praise him. It's verse number 40 of Luke number 19. Let's go back to verse number 39. It says, and some of the Pharisees called to him from the crowd, teacher, rebuke your disciples because of all this praise. What they're saying is, blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven, glory in the highest. And at this, the Pharisees called to him from the crowd, teacher, rebuke your disciples. But Jesus answered and said to them, I tell you that if these should keep silent, the stones would immediately cry out. So this is Jesus saying it is appropriate and it's right. Because I am God. I am. It's appropriate and that's right that as I come to make this sacrifice that only God can make for his people, that there is praise, that there is worship, that there is that singing and that speaking of just the greatness of Jesus Christ. You know, if we look at that same story from John chapter 12, verse number 13. I'm sorry, it's John chapter 12, yeah, verse number 13. And this is as the people said, Hosanna. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, the King of Israel. Okay, I'm just reading that. They were shouting this. They were screaming this. Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, the King of Israel. Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. This is the praises that were being lifted up. And our entire looking at this week, our entire focus of this, being Palm Sunday, the week of Palm Sunday, should bring us back to that remembrance of the importance of prayer and the importance of the power, I'm sorry, of praise, the importance and power of praise in our lives. They were praising who Jesus was and lifting him up. They were triumphantly bringing him in. They were ushering him to that great work as they praised him and who he was. Praise went before his entrance into Jerusalem and into that great sacrifice. And praise is important for our lives. Praise does take us into that power, takes us into that victory, takes us into those things that Jesus Christ has for us. There's a great, couple of great verses. The book of Psalms has many great verses that focus on praise and how awesome and how good praise is. And really, when you come down to it, I don't want to go into it today, but you can make time and again, you can make the claim, and it's not even making a claim. You can see from the Word of God that praise is strength. That if you're looking for strength in your life, then that's when you need to be praising. If you're looking to have strength, if you feel weak because of your circumstances, if you feel weak because maybe there's a health issue, if you feel weak because of your finances or your job or your family or your emotions or whatever you might be dealing with, if you feel weak today, you need to be praising Jesus Christ. You need to be lifting up the name and saying, Hosanna. You need to be exalting the name of Jesus and thanking him, having a heart of gratitude expressed from your tongue, from your lips. Now, I know that when you're feeling weak, that's when you don't feel like praising him. I understand that. We all have been there. But the reality is that praise brings strength. I mean, that's one of the qualities of praise. There's many qualities. But one of the qualities is praise equates to strength in your life. And if you're looking for strength today, if you're looking to be strengthened in your life today and this week, in whatever the situation may be, then praise is the key for you. Praise is what you should be focused on and thinking of. Again, praise ushered Jesus Christ into Jerusalem as he was about to make that sacrifice, that great sacrifice for us. Psalm 75 has a lot of great. Let's just read through Psalm 75. We give thanks to you, O God. We give thanks. This should be our heart. This should always be our heart, but especially as we're heading into the week, this week of Palm Sunday. It says, we give thanks to you, O God, we give thanks. For your wondrous works declare that your name is near. We give thanks to you, O God. O God, we give thanks. For your wondrous works declare that your name is near. Okay, you could just stay right there. You could lodge there for a long time and just look at that word. We're giving thanks. This is the psalmist saying, we always give thanks. To you, O God, we give thanks. Because of his wondrous works. His wondrous works have already been completed. You know, here's the psalmist. Here's the psalmist praising God for his wonderful works. Those works have been completed in Jesus Christ. And that's why that praise leading him into Jerusalem as he was entering into those final hours of his life to that great sacrifice that he made for us. That work and his rising again and his ascension back to the right hand of the Father. That completed, that finished, that did all of the works, all the wondrous works that are being praised here already done. For your wondrous works declare that your name is near. The name of Jesus is far nearer to us than it was even to the psalmist because it's right here. Jesus is right here dwelling within us. In verse number 2, it says, when I chose the proper time, I will judge uprightly. So here the psalmist is praising before he even sees the results of what he's praying about. In advance of the appointed time, it says, when I choose the proper time or the appointment, I will judge uprightly. So this is before the righteousness and the judgment of the Lord has even come. And that's very much true with what's taking place in the psalm, because here's the psalmist praising God, and that righteousness, that appointed time, had not yet been fulfilled in Jesus Christ. And yet still, he's praising God even before he sees the justice, even before he sees the works of God, even before he sees these wondrous works. Here's the psalmist praising God. And he's saying, look, the appointed time is coming. It's not yet, but the appointed time is coming. And so he praises God. For you and I, the appointed time has already come and passed. The wondrous works have been done. The wondrous works have been done. The wondrous works for your life have been done. Whatever your need is, those works are done. The psalmist was able to be praising the Lord, praising him, even before he saw the results. In advance of that appointed time, he was praising God. If we go down to verses 9 and 10 of Psalm number 75, it says, but I will declare forever, I will sing praises to the God of Jacob. And it says in verse number 10, and all the horns of the wicked I will also cut off, but the horns of the righteous shall be exalted. So this is the psalmist in Psalm 75 talking about the importance of praise, talking about the importance, and just not even talking about, just from his heart, expressing, demonstrating, not even talking about it, expressing with demonstrations of his praise, thanking God for his goodness, his righteousness, and his wondrous works even before they were seen. And then verse number 9, but I will declare forever. Okay, the psalmist never got to see in this life. In this life, the psalmist never got to see all and the fulfillment of the wondrous works, but the things of the faithfulness and the love of God that the psalmist was able to see even in that old covenant, even before Christ came. The love, the passion that God had for his creation, the psalmist was able to see it, recognize, and even before he saw the wondrous works, was able to praise God and said, I will declare forever. For the entirety of his life, he never got to see those wondrous works, and yet he still declared forever the praise, the wondrous works, giving glory to the Lord because he saw who God was. But I will declare forever, I will sing praises to the God of Jacob. Here is a man that didn't even have a chance, the opportunity as of yet, to see the wondrous works of the Lord. And yet, he was praising God, and he said, I will sing your praises all the days of my life. I will sing praises to you. What we have and the relationship that we have is so vastly superior to this man's. What did he see that we're not seeing? What was it that he was able to see that brought him to a place where he could praise God, even in the inferiority of his relationship, even in the inferiority of what he was able to see, comprehend, and understand? Seeing Jesus, if he could at all, just through the mistiness and the cover and the blindness of the flesh. And yet he still was able to praise God. And yet we have the wondrous works completed. We have this full promise of Jesus Christ spelled out for us here in this word. Every promise for every need that we have is right here. And yet it's a rarity. It's a rarity that we ever, outside of Sunday mornings in church, ever express words of gratitude, words of thankfulness, and words singing songs of praise, just out of the praise and the abundance of love and appreciation that we have in our hearts. You see, there's something about praise that just unlocks that ability to be closer to the Lord. There's something about praising Him that draws us closer to Him and gives us a vision of who He is, gives us an insight of who He is that we otherwise couldn't have. And even this psalmist, even this man who couldn't see Jesus Christ and did not have, that veil was still there. So he still could not see God the Father. And yet he had a better vision of God than we do oftentimes. How is it that he was able to have that vision of the love of God when he didn't even have? That veil was still there. How did he have a better vision than we do? How did he have a better understanding? That's the power. That's the strength. That is the strength that comes from praise. Because he was praising God. He was singing praises to God. And it was that singing praises of God. It was that pouring out of his gratitude from his heart. It was that praise being lifted up from his tongue. It's that singing and speaking it. That's what gave him that clearer vision, that clearer understanding, that insight, that relationship with the Lord that sometimes you and I lack, even though we have a better relationship, a better covenant than he had. Now let's go down and look at that very final verse from Psalm 75. Because here's the psalmist all through here. He's praising God before he sees the works even done. The appointed time hasn't even come, and he's praising God and thanking him and speaking about his marvelous, wondrous works. And then he says, I will declare forever. I will declare forever. And sing praises to my God. Now here's what it says in verse number 10. All the horns of the wicked I will also cut off, but the horns of the righteous shall be exalted. When you see the word horns, especially in the Old Testament, horns usually means strength. So what it's saying here is, all the strength of the wicked I will also cut off, but the strength of the righteous shall be exalted. What's the strength? What is the strength of the righteous? Because God is saying, all the strength of the wicked I will cut off, but the strength of the righteous shall be exalted. What is the strength of the righteous? The strength of the righteous is the praise. It's the words of praise. It's the songs of praise. It's the attitude of praise. Praise is strength. The strength of the righteous is praise, and this will be exalted. God said, I will lift this up. So even the psalmist, who didn't have that ability to see God the Father, and certainly couldn't see Jesus Christ, still was able to praise Him. And God said that strength of his would be exalted. He was lifted up and exalted because. He was lifted up because he was exalting and lifting up God the Father with his praise. This is the power of praise. Praise is strength. Don't wait to see the results. Don't wait to see those things that you're believing for desiring, or even just hoping for. Don't wait to see those things come to pass and then start praising God. If you've got a need today, then today's the day that you need to start saying, thank you, Jesus. I don't see it in my body right now, but in the natural realm, I'm not seeing or experiencing it, but I know it's done. I know it's in the spiritual realm. I know you've done it, and I thank you for it, and I praise you for it. I know you did the work, because from the cross you said the work is finished. I know that you did it, so I praise you and I thank you, and I believe you for it. I believe what your word says more than I believe the circumstances. And as you start praising God, you will feel that strength welling up inside of you. You will feel that strength to believe and to lay hold of the promises that Jesus Christ has given to you. And as you praise his name, you're going to feel that strength that leads you to that place of deliverance and brings to you those things that he has already provided, because the work is finished.